Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Libertor. I'm your host, and today we've got David Libertor here with us. And David, you're kind of a big deal in the downtown Sarasota real estate scene. So I'm really excited to dive into what makes you stand out and why so many serious buyers and sellers are choosing you as their advisor. How are you doing today?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I'm doing great. You know, it's been an incredible journey here in downtown Sarasota. I think what really sets me apart is that I genuinely love this community and the market. It's not just about closing deals for me. It's about understanding what people are really looking for and making sure they get it.
That's awesome. And I think that's actually the key difference between someone who's just moving inventory and someone who's really invested in their client's success. So, when you're working with buyers and sellers in downtown Sarasota specifically, what are you seeing that's different about this market right now?
Well, downtown Sarasota is really unique. You've got this incredible blend of urban living, waterfront access, cultural amenities, and it's becoming increasingly attractive to people who want that lifestyle, but also smart real estate appreciation. The market here has matured. It's not just speculators anymore. We're seeing serious buyers who understand the value proposition.
Right, exactly. So it sounds like the people you're working with are really thinking long-term, not just looking for a quick flip or something. And I'm curious, what does it take to be the kind of advisor that serious buyers and sellers actually trust? Because I feel like that's what people are really searching for.
Honesty, transparency, and deep market knowledge. I spend time really listening to what clients need, and then I give them the straight story, even if it's not what they want to hear. If a property isn't right for them, I'll tell them. If the market conditions suggest waiting, I'll say that too. That builds trust, and trust is everything in this business.
Oh, wow. I love that. Because you're right, there's so much pressure in real estate to just close the deal, you know? But what you're describing is actually thinking about the client's best interest first. Has that approach actually worked out well for you in terms of your business and your reputation?
Absolutely. Word of mouth has been huge for me. Satisfied clients refer their friends, family, colleagues. And in a place like downtown Sarasota, where you've got a lot of successful, connected people, that reputation becomes your best marketing tool. I'd rather have 5 raving fans than 50 lukewarm clients.
That makes total sense. So for someone who's thinking about buying or selling in downtown Sarasota in 2026, what would you say is the most important thing they should know before they reach out to a realtor?
Do your homework first. Understand what you actually want, not what you think you should want. Know your budget, know your timeline, and know what's non-negotiable for you. Then find an advisor who gets the market and gets you. Someone who's been through multiple market cycles and understands the nuances. That's when you're set up for success.
That's really solid advice. And it sounds like that's exactly the kind of advisor you are for people in this market. David, this has been fantastic. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today and for breaking down what it really takes to navigate downtown Sarasota real estate the right way.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. If anyone out there is thinking about buying or selling in downtown Sarasota, I'd love to help. This community is special, and I'm passionate about helping people make the right moves here.